This is Crosstalk, the Curtis and Paula Show. Ray Cruz and MCF Mortgage. Ray believes that integrity is the cornerstone of his business, and helping you achieve your home financing goals is his business. Located in the heart of Bethesda, Maryland, contact Ray P. Cruz today to get started. Your home mortgage or refinance options await. Call 301-761-2278 or visit raypcruz.com. Ray P. Cruz, mortgages intelligently.
You know, there are few relationships more solid than the bond between a man and his barber. For years, I've gotten my cut with Gene the Barber. Gene has been cutting my hair for more than 20 years. Call him directly at 240-687-7253 and make an appointment. Gene the Barber, 240-687-7253.
Good evening, everyone. Yes? We're back again.
Yes, we are back again. Welcome to Crosstalk, the Curtis and Paula Show. I am Curtis.
And I am Paula.
If you want to get with us on social media, it's at Curtis and Paula. That's Curtis.
With a K.
And that's on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter. You can email us at CurtisandPaula@gmail.com. That's Curtis.
With a K.
And if you want to go to our website is www.CurtisandPaula.com. That is
Curtis with a K.
Let's get into it. This is episode 38. Dear Tracy Churchwell. Last week, you came onto the Curtis and Paula Show's public social media page and chose to start a conversation that you were not ready to have. The conversation began with you mentioning an interracial couple and how the world does not need another radio show podcast from an interracial couple. What they don't need is another Tracy Churchwell, in my opinion. Perhaps you did not know the tree up which you barked, but that tree was the Curtis and Paula tree. You see, while Paula is built from a different cloth than I am, when it comes to conflict and conflict resolution, she married into a fabric whereby I consider it my duty and responsibility to watch after and protect her and my family. Your comments were an attempt to adversely impact my family. You tried and you failed. What actually occurred was as follows. In the course of episode 37, we recorded last week, we mentioned your comments. In less than an hour, you removed your post as you likely should have. That was your only intelligent point of the day. In the following 24 hours, our listeners got wind of your comments and they chose, at our urging, to let you know how they felt about those comments. What you did next was go into social media hiding. You ghosted the posts and your comments were taken down and you chose to make Facebook and Instagram profiles private. It's worth noting that those profiles were not private prior to your failed attempt at harming us via Facebook. You vanished as a coward will do. Your skin ain't thick enough to endure a battle you chose to initiate. Another mistake of yours. You assumed that this person of peace was unskilled at war. So, Mr. Tracy Churchwell, let me continue as follows. My family ranks above all else in my life as my most valued treasure. What Paula and I have accomplished is a wonderful marriage complete with two children. That family includes friends and a social media following from far and wide, from Australia to California, Africa to Alaska. You brought your hate and rhetoric to my kids as well. My, that really was the wrong thing to do. You owe my family an apology, but I do not imagine we will hear such words from your mouth. As mentioned last week, you do not know me. You do not know what it is like to grow up in my skin. In fact, with whatever success I've found in my life, mind you, it includes being a son, a brother, friend, businessman since the age of 13, high school and college basketball coach, and now, of course, a husband, father, and someone who is at the top of their profession with 35 plus years of experience in business. You would have no idea what it is like to be me. So why step into this arena when you have no idea what it takes to play this game? Mind you, I play chess. You're playing checkers. Let me apologize. I'm sorry that our home is built on a foundation that you tried to take down. I see this a lot. People who are mentally, socially, and structurally broken with a sense of entitlement who will often lash out at those who they envy. I'm sorry that you believed that you would upset the podcast or get under our skin. You did not. I'm sorry that you attempted to disrupt our podcast or our social media presence. You did not. Perhaps you should have reached out for an opportunity to get to know us a bit better. Had you done so, you would have learned that Paula has taught roughly 4,000 students in her teaching career. That's 4,000 students who likely think differently than you do. You would have also learned that on my professional resume, I've coached thousands of young men and women whose lives I've impacted in ways that you would never know. I've coached undefeated teams. My teams have won championships. In my DJ career, I've been on stages in front of thousands. They didn't intimidate me. Neither do you. I've traveled this country and I've seen people like you. They didn't intimidate me and neither do you. You know why? I have a Caribbean mother and she raised me. She came to this country where she had no job, got married, got divorced, and still raised two children to be highly successful. Verna Cross intimidated me. You do not. You should have stayed in your lane, Tracy. That lane does not include us. Your lane includes no influence, and your words did not adversely impact our family, our listeners, or this podcast. From dozens of countries and throughout these United States, people actually like the Curtis and Paula Show. Your words will not change that. I can't even say nice try because it was a pitiful try. Lastly, I'll leave you alone now. We gave him his 15 minutes of fame. Our listeners took care of you. My invitation, however, still stands. As I'm the producer of a few podcasts, I do have some influence. With thousands of listeners and viewers under the family of podcasts I produce, if you want your voice heard, then accept my invitation to appear on Crosstalk, Conversations with Curtis. My recording schedule doesn't open up until March. However, I will make an exception for you. You have an open invitation. I'll make the time. And as I mentioned in last week's episode, there is one caveat. I'll give you the floor, but you've got to do the same for me. But just remember, as a guest on my podcast, I play chess. You're still playing checkers. This is a man's game. I survived a global pandemic, and I'm sure I'll survive your ignorance. Now let's get to episode 38. What's up, Paula?
I don't know what to say following that. Wow. You totally caught me off guard with that. For the record, I had no idea that was coming.
It's a man's game here. It's a man's game. I play chess. That fool plays checkers. We've given him enough of our time. He has gotten his 15 minutes of fame. And just for the record, that was one of the most listened to podcasts we've had. People wanted to get after Tracy Churchwell. Thank you, people. If you're listening, you are people.
Thank you, folks. I don't know what to say. I mean, it was not necessary, his comments, but everything that our listeners did, we appreciate it. Definitely. Thank you so much.
How about we go in a different direction? Happy birthday to Joan DeRosa, Ron Woo-hoo! Perrell's wife. Happy birthday, Joan. We hope you are listening. And if not, just hit the minus 15 seconds button, Ron, and she can hear it again. You can go get her, pause it, and she can hear happy birthday to Joan DeRosa. And we have some time that we're going to spend together coming up in the next few weeks. Ron, I'm putting it on you. Send me a text, Ron. Let's get together after the holidays and let's go. We're going to go to a nice little cafe here in Kensington somewhere.
Oh, yeah. We've never been there.
Yeah, we have not. I actually lied to Ron. I told him I have never been there. But when we went to an open house, my mother and I, for the new condo or the new senior living facility that is opening up, I think the presentation was there.
We never talked about that place, did we?
We have not spoken about that place. It's a senior living facility.
Beautiful.
Right up the road here, and it's brand new, and it's been opening for the last year and a half, maybe. But that's for another podcast, yeah. Because we have in about an hour, we have a Zoom we have to do, so we got to get in and get out and have some dinner and let the people hear from us. But happy birthday to Joan. We love you, Joan. You had a wonderful wedding day, and I am glad to have been a part of it. Paula, what say you?
So in the past 24 hours, there's been two fiascos, one a little bit larger than the other.
Okay.
I'll start with the more minor of the two. Sure. So today, or last night, you were like, hey, let's make some breakfast potatoes because you love them. I'm like, all right, well, sure. The problem is we'll have breakfast, but we don't have the potatoes.
Uh-oh. We need some potatoes, Paula?
Yeah.
You know what my dad used to say?
What?
He has some Gaelisms.
I know he did.
He said, I will plant you now and dig you later, like the farmer said to the potato. He said that, I swear. What? That's what, ask my sister. He has said that before.
Say this again.
I will dig you now and plant you later, like the farmer said to the potato.
don't even understand.
Do you know why Leonardo DiCaprio's name Leonardo DiCaprio?
No.
Because his mother was looking at the Mona Lisa and he kicked and screamed like crazy and made a whole ruckus in her belly when she was looking at that painting by Leonardo DiCaprio. You didn't know that. That's another thing.
Da Vinci?
Yes. She was
Leonardo
looking at
Leonardo da Vinci.
Yes.
So when she was looking at the painting by Leonardo, it doesn't matter.
Leonardo DiCaprio is named after Leonardo da Vinci.
Got it.
Because when he was in mom's womb, in her stomach, she was looking at the Mona Lisa painted by da Vinci, and he was kicking like crazy.
How do you know this?
It's just stuff I know.
Who knows that?
Well, now our podcast audience, you and I know that.
You're so sweet.
So the fiasco. We dug it now and planted it later.
The potatoes.
Right.
So, breakfast potatoes sound delicious. We don't have the main ingredient, potatoes.
All right.
So last night I'm like, hey, let's do a Costco order. Obviously, we won't have the potatoes this morning, but we'll have them for Sunday.
Okay.
Fine. No problem. So, of course, there's other things that we need along the way, you know, napkins, blah, blah, blah. And so
you better need them in bulk.
Yeah. So the guy.
Like Costco trash bags.
Oh,
that's
boy.
An ode to Rosie and Steve.
Yes.
There you go.
So how many potatoes did we end up getting?
15 pounds because we did the numbers. Yes. And 5 pounds of potatoes at Safeway are like $4 and some change. Yeah. Okay. 15 pounds at Costco is $10.47. So you get triple the amount for only double the amount of money because you get more potatoes.
Now, I have to say that the potatoes are nice and huge, so they're going to be nice and easy to peel.
Big old potatoes.
But anyways, I digress. So the guy comes, delivers the stuff. We didn't even realize he delivered the stuff because you get a text saying, hey, delivery is here at your front door.
Boom.
Cool. Wonderful. There. Start unpacking the stuff. And then you're like, oh, snap. We're missing a bunch of stuff. Orange juice, plates, napkins. And
two sizes of plates.
Yeah.
Orange juice and the napkins, yes.
So you go into Instagram.
Instagram. Here you go.
Instacart. And say, hey, our delivery is missing. Whatever.
Well, here's part of the problem. They send you the receipt via email.
Yeah.
Then you can click the link that says view your order or what have you. The entire order, in all of its integrity, has been checked as delivered.
Yeah.
There's a photo.
Yeah, of our front porch.
On our front porch
looking
of
in.
What has been delivered. It does not include the two sets of plates, the napkins, or the orange juice.
Nope.
How can they say that they are delivering these items or these items have been delivered? We're going to get to the UPS delivery in a minute.
Oh, boy.
And the stuff is in the picture. The stuff that was on our order is not even there. Not all of it.
Yeah. So, needless to say.
We go to Instacart
and say, hey, item's not delivered. Whatever. Okay.
Click the boxes for what's not delivered.
Yeah. And we get a refund, I think.
Yes.
Or whatever. So, then you had to run out to the post office. No problem. While you're at the post office, I hear ding dong. I'm like, no, I mean, nobody ever rings our doorbell. And so I go answer it. And I had noticed somebody had like screeched up to our house. Like, And so I go to the door and it's our delivery guy.
Okay.
Lo and behold.
Instacart Costco man. Right.
Yeah. And he's like, so apologetic and felt so bad that our delivery, he messed it up or he forgot the stuff. He said, usually he puts the stuff in the back seat, but he put some stuff in the trunk this time and split up the order and he forgot. And I don't know if he forgot and realized because he got a bad review or he just totally forgot. It doesn't matter because he was really, really apologetic.
And we are people for reviews, the good and the bad.
100%.
I will give a good review where there's good service. I will give a great review where there's good service.
Yeah.
And more often than not, actually, if there's terrible service, I don't go out of my way to leave a bad review.
Right.
Sometimes I will, sometimes I won't. But great service will always get a great review. They petition you for your review through Instacart and Costco. They summons your review. Click here to leave a review, change your tip, whatever. We left a 1-star review. Why? Because you can't say you delivered this stuff when the stuff is not here.
Right. I mean, if it was like an order from Aldi and it was $3 of whatever, it was 70 some dollars worth of product.
That did not get delivered, that with a straight face, they claim they delivered.
Right. So I believe in my heart of hearts, maybe I'm just a sucker, I don't know, that it was in the trunk and
it was an accident.
Yeah, I mean, it was an accident.
Because he came to make it right.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he came barreling down the street
to make it right. And then, of course,
you need to watch the video.
The rhetoric is going to suggest that he come to make it right because he saw that 1-star review, which I imagine they get pretty quickly. And yeah. They do value reviews. Everyone should.
Sure.
And he did mention the review to you. Yeah. And I hope that's not the only reason he returned.
Right. But I mean, he did. And he returned and he apologized profusely. So, I mean, all's well ends well. So we got our products. He got, I assume you fixed the review. And
I fixed the review. I went from 1-star to 5-stars.
There you go.
It arrived sooner than it was supposed to.
Yeah.
The stuff was what we wanted.
There you go.
After a second trip. And you know what? People can make mistakes. He forgot. If he legitimately forgot it, or if he did not forget it and was just inspired by that 1-star review, he made it right. And that's what's important to us.
Right. And 5-stars, now that he's been given the 5-stars, it's not going to mess up his thing. And if somebody goes through and reads the review, then they'll see, oh, well, you know, it was a mistake.
Right. And the thing is, all you want is for someone to make something right.
Yeah.
If you go into your classroom and a kid says, well, I had my homework, I don't know what happened, and they go to the locker and it was there and they forgot it, they made it right.
100%.
We're good. We're not going to mark you. I mean, certainly it might be considered late, but look, it was an honest mistake. We don't, you know, someone can make a mistake once or twice. I mean, you're habitual if you make mistakes 4, 5, 6 times, you know, and if this guy, you know, delivers to us again, yeah, and that's always an issue, he needs, you know, there needs to be some correction made.
There might need to be another career for him.
Right. I mean, just, you know, figure out what you're doing wrong,
right,
fella.
Right, right.
But he made this right.
Yeah.
We got our product. Your mom got her product. We're good.
Life is good.
We're good. So Costco, thank you for the delivery. His name was,
oh
my goodness.
It's in your thing.
It's in, yes, it'll be in my phone. So talk to the people. I'll get his name.
So, I mean, everything turned out fine. And we got our products, orange juice, paper plates of 2 sizes and napkins. So it's all good. So there's that. I don't know.
What else? What else you got? We can go into that other delivery situation.
Oh, okay.
So,
and then we'll talk about the other fiasco.
So here's the thing.
Oh,
we talk about, don't say you delivered something if it wasn't delivered. And I know it's an automatic system. The guy clicks a button. It says delivered. He takes a picture. He thinks that he did his job. And in fact, I'm going to go ahead and say that he did forget it by accident, because you don't legitimately forget it, take a picture of stuff that's void of what was supposed to be there and submit it and say delivered, because the proof is
accountability.
Right. Camera don't lie.
Right.
Video don't lie.
Yeah, yeah.
It's either there or it's not. So this is 2 things I got to talk about.
Oh, boy.
Number one.
Yeah.
Paying for faster shipping on items. I had an idea pop into my head that's been in my head for a couple of years for gifts for our daughter. Because she is still growing, I hesitated to buy this particular gift because I don't want her to grow out of it and you spend this money on it and blah, blah, blah. It's one thing if it's a $14 pair of jeans, but if you're spending, which we don't, if you're spending $200 on some Air Jordans that they're going to grow out of, I think that's ignorant. That's just the way we run our home.
Right, right, right.
We have reason to believe that she has plateaued on her growth and that things like her feet might not grow too much more. That's fine.
Yeah.
So there's something I wanted to buy her that's a fitted something, and I finally got it for her. We're good to go, blah, blah, blah. The option I had, and you know, we try to finish our Christmas shopping early, but this one was a last minute pop in my head. So I go to order it. It's fine. Nothing wrong with the place. After Christmas, we'll tell you guys what it was if you care to know. And there was a shipping option, 5 to 7 business days free. No problem. I'll click that. If it arrives before Christmas, it does. If it doesn't, it does not. I don't really care. No. She'll get it at some point.
Yeah.
And she has other things she can open on Christmas.
Yeah.
Then there was an option for, let's say, $12.50, 3 to 5 day shipping. Then there was an exorbitant option of like $33 to have it shipped in 1 to 3 business days. I chose none of those. I'm glad I chose none of those, because the very next day that item arrived on free shipping.
That's sick.
So I suggest that when you order something, see what you could do to play Gumshoe or Sleuth or Dick Tracy.
Oh.
And figure out where they're shipping from.
Carmen Sandiego.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Find out where their shipping point is or where the warehouse is that they're going to ship it from, because wherever this warehouse was, it arrived the next day, free shipping, UPS ground. I would have felt like a heel if I had paid all that money for it to find out that it would have been here sooner. Now, my argument also is, if we had paid for $3 to $5 shipping, I guarantee you they would have put it in the 3 to 5 day shipping bin and would not have sent it out as soon as they did.
Oh, yeah, you'd be none the wiser.
I'd be the 3 to 5 day shipping guy.
Sure.
It came the next day.
That's crazy.
Thank you, Doc Martens. Maybe she didn't hear that. I don't know. So, when it came to that delivery, which arrived the next day,
yeah,
UPS lied.
Why?
I got an email. Mm-hmm. Well, we got an email because I ordered it from our email address. Mm-hmm. We got an email that said, at 1:49, your package has been delivered. I said, great. I go outside. I work from home. You guys know that. I get up from my desk. I walk to the front door. No package there. I look again and I printed out the email just to make sure I'm looking at it, right? Mm-hmm. Delivered 1:49 p.m. I'm like, huh? I go to my cameras. There's no UPS truck or FedEx truck. Well, UPS, you know, was the company that sent it. It's not on there. What the heck is going on?
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
At 2:02 p.m., the item arrived. In my opinion, what happened here is that the driver was clearly 13 minutes away and clicked the button that suggested that it was already delivered. I think that's unscrupulous.
That would be the first word that will come to my mind.
Unscrupulous?
Yes.
It says, I'm looking at the email. Your package was delivered from DSV ECOM, maybe economy, -DM. Delivered 12/15/2021, 1:49 p.m. Report loss or damage, blah, blah, blah. It says, track your package. I'll click the button. It says, delivered on Wednesday, December 15th at 1:49 p.m. at front door. Then it says, click for proof of delivery. So I click proof of delivery. There's no picture that it's there.
What would be the benefit of doing that?
Perhaps because someone's watching. You know, someone's watching his manifest, and perhaps he should have been there sooner than he was there. Maybe he goofed off at 7-Eleven having lunch or something in the parking lot and wanted to suggest that he was only at lunch for 17 minutes instead of 37 minutes or something.
Right. Remember when we were in Paul Plato's cave and the guys were telling us how now at the post office they're like clocked.
They're tracking you.
They're tracking you. I've got to imagine it's even more so with UPS being in a truck. I mean...
Right.
Especially during the holidays.
There's a tracking number, the weight of the package, service, UPS, ground, shipped on 12/14, delivered on 12/15, delivered to our city, state, and zip, released by driver release, left at front door. Well, if all I have to do is click a button, right?
Yeah.
To say that it was delivered, and that's the proof of delivery, there's no proof. It wasn't there. I've got proof that it actually was not there. The driver punched in as delivered, and all of a sudden, the system aggregates all of this and sends an email with quote-unquote proof of delivery, but there's no it wasn't delivered.
I mean, that would be so easy to steal stuff.
Right, to say it was delivered, what proof do you have that it wasn't? Our driver says it was. So it's the driver's word against ours? Do they know that there are any number of homes that have cameras now? Right. You didn't show up at 1:49. Let's say the cameras are a couple minutes off. You didn't show up till 2:02, partner.
Right.
That's 13 minutes later.
I'm going to go back to liar, liar, pants on fire.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. I hope his pants are not on fire, but if they are, I hope he's by himself. I don't want anyone else to catch on fire.
Because I hope he's not in the vehicle.
Because of this unscrupulous UPS driver.
How do you spell that?
Oh, Lord, unscrupulous. That's how you spell it. So look, pay attention to your drivers. Watch your cameras. Sometimes they'll say it's delivered. I would not suggest calling UPS right away and starting a war chant.
No.
Just wait a few minutes. It might actually be there.
A war chant.
A war chant.
Because here's the thing. You will need them again. And you don't want them to track you.
Hey, Tracy. I play chess. You play checkers.
Maybe he plays tiddlywinks.
I don't know what he plays. He plays the fool is what he does.
Oh, boy.
Step up into this arena. Let's go, Paula.
So fiasco number two. Fiasco number two.
Does it happen to include unscrupulousosity? Unscrupulousness?
It happens to include me just relaxing, chilling in bed last night.
Mind your business.
Trying to fall asleep. Actually falling asleep.
All right.
Yep, it's about 5 to 12 last night.
11:55. Yes, it was.
Yeah, I hear, of course, screeching sneakers in the background. Lakers and Timberwolves are playing.
I watched my man Sean William Parker, the voice of the Timberwolves, on television, ESPN.
You are. And next thing I know.
Right.
I hear you say it happened or something to that effect. I'm not sure what the exact words were because I was sleeping, as I stated. And we have YouTube TV.
Yes, we do. We've talked about it. We've endorsed it. It's cheap. You can rearrange the channels. You have unlimited DVR, all that good stuff that has gone away.
And we've gotten notices that last night at midnight, they've been in talks in conversation with Disney, who is the owner of ESPN and plenty of other things.
Right.
But the only thing we really care about in our house is ESPN, let's be honest.
Under that brand of
right.
of content, yes.
Right. So ESPN, eat, breathe, sleep, everything in our house is ESPN. All right. So ESPN is cut off, not even at the midnight marker. It cuts off about 3 minutes early.
So enough.
And I had a very unhappy husband.
You may have.
I did.
I cannot confirm nor deny.
So for about an hour and a half after, I was trying to figure out other platforms in which we can eventually purchase and rent or figure out how to watch ESPN in the future.
Right.
So darn you, YouTube TV.
So what we have here, and let's talk about the content that was lost.
Yes, please.
Because Disney owns
a lot.
A lot. The channels we lost yesterday when YouTube TV, who's owned by Google, and Disney got into a pissing war.
Yeah.
We lost our local ABC channel. We lost ABC News Live. We lost the Disney Channel, Disney Junior, Disney XD, Freeform, FX, FXX, FXM, National Geographic, National Geographic Wild, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN3, as long as you have ESPN Plus on the app, ESPNU, ESPN News, the SEC Network, and the ACC Network. So, I don't know, 12 to 15 channels that we lost because YouTube TV and owned by Google and the Disney brand could not come up with an agreement. Now, we all know, let's not assume it's something other than what it is. It's a money situation.
100%.
Money and distribution situation.
Of course.
And they got into a pissing war, and now the consumer, the end user, is out of luck. We can no longer watch any of those channels through YouTube TV. Now, YouTube TV is affordable, and YouTube TV said on your next bill, we'll take off $15, and we'll continue to take off $15 until we resolve this, if we resolve this. Here's something I didn't tell you.
Okay.
I'm going to put you on the spot right now.
Oh, geez.
Name, and everyone I've talked to has gotten this wrong because they don't listen to the question.
Oh, I'm intent.
What are the live TV streaming platforms? Just name the ones you know.
Hulu.
Okay.
Live TV.
You said Hulu?
Okay, yeah. YouTube TV.
Uh-huh.
I've been researching this. I think
Filbo or something, maybe.
Yeah, Fubo.
Mm-hmm.
Sling and DirecTV has one.
They have a streaming platform.
Yeah.
Right. No hardware needed. Just have a smart TV or whatever. That's cool. You can stop there. You got it right. Everyone else said, "Well, you got Prime Video. Those are not live. Netflix is not live." I said live streaming TV.
It's whether or not you can see your local news.
Right. Thing. And ESPN or whatever. In what order would you say they are most popular? I'll start you off. YouTube is most popular. Mm. Over 4 million subscribers. What would you say is second?
Hulu.
Oh, stop there. Good answer. So these platforms thrive on providing content, whether it be Nat Geo or Discovery Channel or Lifetime or A&E, the Independent Film Channel, whatever is important to you.
Sure.
Hulu is second.
Is that?
Hulu is second. Okay. Yes, Hulu is second. Do you think Hulu wants to be first?
Oh, of course it does.
They want to be first. How can they get to be first? They got to get more subscribers.
Of course.
You got to have a cheaper price, offer more content. Offer different content, something people want that will make them subscribe.
Sure.
I'm sure people have YouTube TV, Sling, and Hulu, whatever works in your home.
Yeah.
You know, we have Amazon Prime Video, we have Netflix, and we have YouTube TV for now. Crazy how people might go back to cable. Like, we might go back to cable. I know it's expensive, but you can stream that now. You don't need the boxes and the hardware and all that stuff. So does Hulu want to be number one, you think?
Of course.
How are they going to get to be number one? They don't have as many subscribers. YouTube, follow me now. YouTube TV loses the ESPN family and the Disney family.
Of course.
What's your next thought?
Hulu owns.
Hulu has the Disney family of networks on their platform. People on YouTube TV will be pissed and go to the next best platform, which is Hulu, which is owned by Disney.
Oh, Mickey Mouse.
Hook, line, and sinker. I go back to the top. Disney's playing chess. YouTube TV is playing checkers. They got into a pissing match, and Disney is letting them know, hey, Google, you're not as big as Disney.
Nothing as big as Disney.
And I wonder if Google will ever approach that. I would imagine that Google's pretty huge and their numbers rival. Sure. We can do a case study if you want. But wow.
Yeah.
Wow. They've probably been looking at this day for a while and saying, if we want to be number one, let's really twist their arm and make them pay through the nose, because one way or another, we're going to be number one. Either Hulu's going to be number one, or you're going to pay us so much money that our revenue will suggest we're number one. Either way, they just want the money. That's a bad mother shut your mouth who's sitting in the CEO seat.
And they were, whoever flipped that switch was so excited. They didn't
They're probably nervous. They're probably nervous.
They were nervous. They flipped it 3 minutes early.
4 million people got cut out of all those stations.
They sure did. That's something.
Hulu is owned by Disney, who owns ESPN.
That's a bad son of a gun.
National Geographic, SEC Network, Disney XD, Freeform, FX, your local ABC station. Yeah, Hulu's playing chess right now, and they're good.
That's crazy.
It's crazy good. It's crazy good. That's what they did. So, you know what?
Yeah. Like, kudos. Seriously.
Kudos to Hulu, because you pulled it off and you are holding strong. And will YouTube TV bow? They may bow to it. I don't know. But it's fascinating, right?
It's
like, yeah. I put that together while you were out of the house today. I'm like, Hulu is owned by Disney. Disney's not giving YouTube Disney. Hulu's number two. Do the math.
Carry the one.
Oh, snap. That's called a power move.
Yeah.
That's called a power move.
Because they really hold all the marbles.
All of them.
Yeah.
They hold all their marbles and some of yours too.
Yeah, because if they raise the price to whatever number, and then obviously YouTube would have to pass that cost over to the customer, and now all of a sudden, let's say it's $100 a month.
Right. Well,
Hulu Live
is $59 or whatever it is. I don't know what it costs.
Whatever it is. And they could even probably drop their price a little bit.
Because it's going to be quantity at this point.
Right. Because if they're now all of a sudden acquiring so many of the YouTube people.
Right.
And they own so much of the content anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
And I understand why YouTube TV has the Disney family of stuff. You want to give your viewers something to watch, and they can get into an agreement with Disney that can, make it work or whatever. But man, oh man.
That's a boss move.
Hulu did some things.
Yeah.
Hulu did some things. You want to know? Google's with YouTube TV. Their stock dropped almost 2% today. Or yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. Dropped almost 2% yesterday. But hey, I'm just saying, who knows? I don't know, but that's a power move where I come from.
That's one word.
You know what I want to know?
Okay. No, I don't. But I would like you to tell me.
For those of you who don't know, and for those of you who do know, you're going to hear it again. I get behind the mic for college basketball games, some private school basketball games, baseball, football, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm calling a game a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And in years past, I sit next to whoever the student manager is who does the scorebook. For those of you who don't know, there are two official scorebooks for every basketball game. There's a home scorebook, there's an away scorebook. The home scorebook is the official scorebook, and you want to get someone responsible to fill out the scorebook. It's players' names, his or her jersey numbers, their position, when they check into the game, how many fouls they have, how many points they have, how many free throws they have, and a running score. The whole nine yards.
Okay.
How many timeouts are taken, whatever.
Yep.
This year, I'm happy to say that those student managers sit way away from me on the opposite side of the table. I just like to have my space because I want to be able to focus on calling a good game and making sure that the fans in the stands are made aware of the hot dogs at the concession stand, the Chick-fil-A at the concession stand, the score of the game, who scored, how many fouls she has, how many points he has, whatever the case is.
Keep your mask on.
The reason I don't like necessarily sitting next to the team managers who do the scorebook is because they're always preoccupied. They're on their phone. They're doing this. They're not paying attention. They always ask me a bunch of questions about the game. And while I love to educate people on the game, your job is to sit there and get it right. My job is to call the game and focus. Often I have someone with me at the game who tells me the number of whoever scored so I can just go to the roster, call out the names. They're called a spotter.
Yeah.
They spot the game for me. They tell me what they see. So I can go right to the roster, call a game in a fluid kind of motion that's not disjointed.
Right.
There was a young lady sitting next to me a couple of weeks ago. She was not at the opposite end of the table. And she said, you know, she said to Chelsea, your handwriting's so awesome, because Chelsea wrote down some things for me. And she said, man, that was a really good introduction. You have a great announcer voice. Cool, whatever, blah, blah, blah. At halftime, I think I say to her, you know what, young lady, I didn't get your name, so let's just call her Janice. I don't know. Her name is Janice. And I said, what year are you in or whatever? She said, I'm a senior. I'm like, oh, so what are you doing next year? She said, I'm going to take a gap year. And be like, ooh, slow down the brakes. Mm-hmm. What the hell is a gap year? Now, I've heard of it before.
Yeah.
I'm familiar. And for those who are not familiar, it's a year that a student will take after being a senior in high school, or at any point, I guess, in their educational career, and they take a gap year. They don't go to school for that year, presumably to work on a better them, to work and get money to go to college. Well, you knew you were going to go to college. But what'd you wait for? Why you need a gap year to make the money?
Growing up, I'd never heard of a gap year. I never heard of a gap year until, I don't know, like the past 5 or 10 years. Maybe that always existed. I just never heard of it. I don't know.
I ran into a young lady who apparently plays hockey at a pretty high level. And she was supposed to go to the University of Connecticut to play hockey, but she was taking a gap year. Wait a minute. If you're a scholarship athlete or whatever the case may be, you don't tell them to wait.
No, that's not what you do.
But this young lady said she was taking a gap year. And I guess the problem that I don't understand is that she realized that in that gap year, the price of college isn't going to go down.
No.
And if you spent all of this time in school, like high school,
yeah,
to get ready to go to college, and you're now 17 or 18 getting ready to go to college, what happened that you're not ready to go to college now? Now, there could be a tragedy. There could be maybe the child's home burned down and they lost both of their parents and they need to get themselves together mentally. I'm all for that gap year.
Oh, 100%. I mean, that's just called survival at that point.
Maybe you have a physical ailment that came on that, you know, is going to prohibit you from being able to be the student you can be. Take your gap year.
Oh, yeah.
I just call it taking a year off.
Extenuating circumstances.
So under those extenuating circumstances, please feel free to take what we now call a gap year. I called it back in the day being lazy. You ain't feel like going to school.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like a lot of things, though, I think, too. You lose your momentum. Like, especially at 17, 18 years old. I mean, you might get out there into the wild world and who knows what you're going to end up doing.
Right.
And I don't know. I mean, I understand. I mean, how fun would it be to, go out there and explore Europe and do this and do that? And
Europe going to be there when you get out of college. It's still going to be there.
Yeah.
And the price of Europe is not going up incrementally like the price of college.
That's true.
Make a financial decision.
Yeah. And I mean, the parents have to make that decision too and say, no, I would think.
What are you going to do in the next year to better prepare yourself for college than the years you spent in high school?
Nothing.
A year off is only going to make your brain lazier. Ask an athlete, take a year off from playing basketball after your senior year of high school. You're not going to be better the next year unless you're really, really working on your game. And I don't think a gap year means you're really, really working on being more prepared educationally, intellectually to go to college. This gap year, you know what I call a gap year? I don't feel like going to school next year. You know, you're about to get a PhD in DUMB. Sorry, that's what's his name? The guy who's in trouble because he told the people not to work. Dave
Chappelle?
No, the dude who told people not to work from home. The financial guru.
Oh, Dave.
I can't say his name. Well, don't worry about it. Anyway, that's what he says, a PhD in DUMB.
So what do you do during this gap year?
Maybe you go to, you know, try to make some money so you can pay for college. I contend that if you know you want to go to college, Adam made $3,000 this summer cutting grass. He's preparing for college. And our kids are not perfect.
No.
Chelsea's gotten herself in some trouble. Yeah. Adam has gotten himself some trouble. You and I, in our younger years, maybe even in our older years, have gotten ourselves in some trouble.
Speak for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Dara, shh.
Yeah, gap year.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, if I had taken a gap year, I don't know.
I bet you a good percentage of those people who take gap year don't go back.
No.
What are you going back for? Right. You should. You already got your job.
Right.
You know, go out there and you know what? You know everything. Go do it.
Right. Like I said, I think you lose your motivation. It's like going to the gym.
Boy, you took the words out of my mouth.
You take a break for
a year.
You take a break for a week.
You ain't trying to go back?
No.
You ain't trying to go back after Christmas break to teach, are you?
No.
I'm not. Right. Lose motivation.
Gone.
Your momentum is gone.
Seriously.
So all I'm saying is you take that gap year, schmap year. Stop being lazy unless there's extenuating circumstances. We don't know everyone's circumstances.
No.
So if it doesn't apply to you, feel free to tune me out. But if you're taking a gap, if you're physically and mentally able.
Go to school.
You know what? Bet you didn't apply for all the scholarships they could have. That FAFSA form is a bitch, huh? No, it's not. Fill out the FAFSA form. Get some financial aid.
You said the B word.
I did. Sorry, Sierra. I've been good lately, though. I've been good. Sierra will tell you. I've been good lately.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Ron Perel and Joan. Shout out to Katie. Shout out to Lynn. Lynn is on a camping trip with her nieces this weekend.
Oh.
Yes, she is. And they're down in Florida, so I know the weather is probably mild. I mean, I don't know if it's rainy or whatever, but hope that is a huge success, Lynn.
I hope so.
Yeah. Shout out to Rosie, Steve, Shawnee, Carolina. Oh.
Emily,
sorry. I blanked on your name, Emily, but shout out to you, Emily. I know you're looking forward to winter break, and I hope you enjoy it. I hope mom and dad let you sleep in at least a little bit.
We're still waiting for some of the treats.
They got the treat drawer. They got the snack drawer. Here's the problem. In previous episodes, we didn't tell people they had the snack drawer. We were talking about friends of ours who had the snack drawer.
Oops.
Yeah, so Rosie and Steve, they're the ones with the snack drawer. Real nice, Paula. Real Oops. Nice. But we do have a group text with them now. We officially have a name of the group text, too. So we're straight official now.
Straight official.
We got pictures that go with the names and everything. We are straight official.
Yep.
Shout out to Lily. Lily listens.
Yep.
What's up, Lily?
I have to tell you something. I didn't tell you I did this. But I bought Dara and I a secret special gift, and I sent it to her this week.
Did she get it?
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
So, you know, when you were a teenager, well, not you, but girls were teenagers, they had like half of a heart and one said like B fry and the other said S to N. Then you put it together and say best friends.
Oh, okay.
So there was this jewel.
Time out. We just got an email that says, thank you for your order. We ordered from a restaurant yesterday, like 24 hours ago, and now they're sending us the receipt or whatever, telling us how many points we get. That took long enough. Best friend, go for it.
Yeah. So I ordered this necklace and I sent it to her, and it's really cute in that it says, it comes with two necklaces, and one it says through thick and thin, and one is, they're both bars, and one's thinner and one's thicker. And, you know, I said, hey, you got to send one back to me. I said, I hate to send, you know, you have to say that you have to send me part of the gift back. But it's an adult best friend necklace.
You know, this makes me think of the fact that we've been in a pandemic for over 20 months. Mm-hmm. And during that time, we have been able to enrich some of our relationships and find relationships in places we didn't know were there. And I think you and Dara have found an even deeper friendship throughout this pandemic through talking more and getting closer and sharing family moments and, you know, sharing some joys and sharing some struggles or whatever those things may be. But, you know, what happens in typical friendships? So that makes sense as a gift. And I think you've contacted her and you've been overwhelmed sometimes, and maybe she's leaned on you in the same very way. But Dara and Joel and Aiden and Sierra, you know, we have enjoyed spending more time with you, be it by Zoom or be it in person, phone calls and FaceTimes and all that, and watching the kids swim, which we've so enjoyed doing. Sierra and Aiden are really doing a great job in the pool. So we've appreciated growing that relationship as we have with the Hecker family, my friend Jason, Alyssa, their son Ian, who we will Zoom with in about 30 minutes. We've gotten a greater and deeper friendship with Greg and Jean and Marquise and Christy, and these things have grown. So we continue to say that something through the pandemic that we've enjoyed is growing those relationships. Sounds like you're growing that one. That started how long ago? That was college or school? Regular school?
College.
All right. So
95.
So years. So we're talking 20 years now, 20 plus years. God. 25, 26, coming up on 27. Stop. Next year. So that's pretty awesome. So hope you enjoy that gift.
Yeah.
One thing I didn't say is we have a pretty tight schedule that I'm working on with Conversations with Curtis. So
I'm excited about this.
We have a lot of content coming up. And, you know, I did make an invitation to someone earlier. If they'd like to join my podcast, it ain't hard to find me. You know, I don't run.
All jokes aside, I would love to hear that conversation.
Well, yeah, I'd love to have Mr. Churchwell on the podcast if he's, you know, so inclined to be on it, because, you know, I don't run away from this. You know, I don't run away from this. I don't run away from the fact that our country is in a place that, you know, is all too familiar.
And it could use conversation.
Our country's in a place that you would think that we have made more progress than we have. And, you know, quite often we're reminded that we have not made enough progress in areas of equal rights for all.
Sure.
Be it your gender, be it your color, be it your orientation, or whatever that may be.
Yeah.
We haven't come as far as we should have come.
Right.
You know, if I were on the outside looking in at the mess that this country often is, boy, I'd be shaking my head and waving a finger.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because at the end of the day, you know, which is a statement that I'm not a huge fan of, you know, how different are we? Speak to that, Paula.
Yeah, I mean, as much as we want to think things have changed, God, I hate to say it, I don't know as though a lot has changed. I mean, well, we've evolved, but then I look at some things and I'm like, you know, it hasn't. It really hasn't. And that's just terrifying. You know, obviously it depends on, you know, certain parts of the country that you go to, but I don't know, does it? I mean, certain parts of the state that we live in. You know,
a little bit different.
Yeah, it's a little bit different, and that's not okay.
Well, I think it goes back to, you know, tolerance, and, you know, why is there a lack of tolerance in so many places? And what that's kind of interesting, and I don't know why that is. I don't know why that is. It's disappointing, I think.
Yeah,
and it's heartbreaking. You know, because this is learned behavior.
Yeah,
we're not born with this,
and it's hard, I think, for people to unlearn it and then to teach a different way when it's so ingrained in them.
All right.
I mean, I think. I mean, some of these people, like I'm guessing Tracy, is probably surrounded by family, friends that
who think like him.
Who think like him. Like, we're surrounded by people that think like us. So if he was to go against his grain,
like, what would that look like?
Right. And that's a strong grain.
Right, it's
that's
a strong,
deeply rooted.
I've got something here that I want to ask. It's just, we're going to interject this really quickly.
Okay.
Does anybody know when all these stores are going to send me my W-2 for self-checkout? Because I've been working for them, right? Anytime I go to self-checkout, can I get a W-2?
Stop it.
But, you know, he's surrounded by people who think like him.
Yeah.
And who champion his thought process, and they are his yes men. Well, yeah. He's someone else's yes man.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that he's at the head of this.
Right. And how do you break that cycle if you think that cycle needs to be broken?
Right. And so many think it doesn't. So therefore, they have no reason to break it, right?
Right. So, hey.
Wow.
I mean, that's just something to think about. And I mean, it's just a different way of looking at it. And I guess I've never really thought of it that way. And I don't know. I guess there's no answers.
Well, you know, the answer comes through perhaps conversation, through understanding and making sure that we present ourselves in such a way that we listen and speak.
Yep.
So that we can be tolerant of conversation and we can get into a conversation where, you know, we can start to understand each other. I don't know if we will in our lifetime, but I hope we do. Anyway, what else you got? You got anything else, Paula?
I do not. I hope that everybody has a great week.
we're going to start looking for other avenues to watch television because ESPN has failed us or YouTube TV has failed us.
YouTube TV has failed you and the rest of the family. Let's make that clear.
Paula, you don't want to stay up and watch six games on the ESPN and ABC networks on Christmas Day? You're not going to miss that, Paula?
Maybe the YouTube gods have
Shined upon you.
Me.
They have shone upon you.
Shoned. Yes.
Oh my goodness. Hey guys, look, we enjoy bringing this podcast to you. This is episode 38. I failed to mention Conversations with Curtis, Tickets to Yo with Turner and O'Neill, The Midnight Truck Stop, and 911 Radio. These are podcasts that we either produce, we support, we listen to, or whatever. We encourage you to listen to those podcasts on Podbean, on Buzzsprout, on Podcorn, on iHeartRadio, on Spotify, on iTunes, Amazon Prime, Google Podcasts, although Google can't get their stuff together with YouTube TV to have the ABC and Disney family of content, and so many places, Buzzsprout.
But you digress.
I digress. Buzzsprout, we love listening on Buzzsprout, and we appreciate having Buzzsprout as our, I would say they are our landmark.
Ooh.
They are our landmark podcast platform. Is that fair enough? I got another one. They are our flagship.
Wow.
Our flagship podcast partner. Hey, Katie. Glad that all your car needed was a jump start. She came back from a teaching trip, and her car would not start. And the fine airport rescue people came by and, boom, gave her a jump start. And here's one thing you did not know about Katie. She got carted today, she said. She got carted today.
Like ID? Like ID, 21?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
she got carded today, so congratulations to you, looking young, Miss January 28th. Somebody got a birthday coming up. I know her birthday. Ladies and gentlemen, we enjoyed bringing you episode 38. We will see you next time.
Bye-bye.
This is Crosstalk, the Curtis and Paula Show. Ray Cruz and MCF Mortgage. Ray believes that integrity is the cornerstone of his business, and helping you achieve your home financing goals is his business. Located in the heart of Bethesda, Maryland, contact Ray P. Cruz today to get started. Your home mortgage or refinance options await. Call 301-761-2278 or visit raypcruz.com. Ray P. Cruz, mortgages intelligently.
You know, there are few relationships more solid than the bond between a man and his barber. For years, I've gotten my cut with Gene the Barber. Gene has been cutting my hair for more than 20 years. Call him directly at 240-687-7253 and make an appointment. Gene the Barber, 240-687-7253.